Welcome back. When you want to sell a digital product, you are typically going to sell it on a specific page, and you're going to give the customer access to the page where the product is on a page that's going to be private. ClickFunnels allows you to do this entire process in a funnel. What you do is you would go to create a funnel. When you do that, you would build a funnel. In this case, what you're going to do is sell a product. What you're going to do in this case is you're going to choose to sell your content with a membership that you can charge for. You're going to give this membership a name. Now, there are two parts to the process that you will need to create. One will be membership access, and the other will be the membership area. What you'll first do is to edit the membership access page. Once you've chosen a particular template, one thing you're going to want to do is to make sure that this page is going to be hidden to the search engines. You are going to go into your general tab. You're going to make sure that this drop-down is ticked so that this area is going to be hidden. You can make any changes to customize this page that you want. Once you've done that, you can then click Save. You'll then exit out to the membership settings area. You'll also want to go to the settings tab. Once you come to the settings tab, you're going to associate this with your domain. You'll then want to set the path as you want it to be. You will save and update your settings. You'll then want to access your membership area. You'll first determine if you are going to work with the membership design. You can change the membership design in the editor. And you can alter anything that you want on this particular page, including elements of your menu. Once you've made any changes that you're going to make to your membership area, you can then exit out to the individual lessons so that you can set the appearance of the lessons. What you'll do to set the appearance of the lessons is you'll click Open Editor. And what you'll then be able to do is you'll be able to make changes to how the lessons are going to look inside of your customer's member area. Once you've made any changes you're going to make to the page, you will save them. You'll then exit out to your member area. You can continue to add sections and lessons. Now, when you come back to the settings area, what you'll notice is that if you go to the editor and you go to your membership design editor, it may look like your pages did not update. But if you preview the pages, what you'll notice then is you'll see your section and you'll see the lessons that you have set up, and you'll see all of the changes in real time as you make them. So one of the things you're going to want to do to see how your page is going to appear to your customer is to go into the editor and then preview it so that you can see what your customer will actually experience when they are part of your membership area. Now, the way that you are going to make sure that only your customers are going to have access to your content is to use the membership area page to restrict access. So what you're going to do here is you're going to go into your restrict access area. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to then state that you're only going to give access to people who have purchased a specific product. And this is a product that will have been set up inside of your payment processor. So if you have a payment processor that has been integrated into your ClickFunnels, you will be able to add that product to restrict access to only the individuals that have purchased the product through your shopping cart or payment processor. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.